right. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we are live on 97.1 Free FM. Tim Conway Jr. and Brian David Whitman sitting here at Ski Dazzle in the L.A. Convention Center again.
I was walking around, took a few moments to look at a lot of the exhibits. I mean, almost everything that dudes and the chicks who are with them are walking out of here with, literally almost everything says on it, sale, 50% off, 60% off, 30% off. The inventory seems to be entirely marked down. This is the place to be for your skiing and snowboarding needs. They're going to be open tonight till 11. Tomorrow, Saturday, 11 to 10, and Sunday, noon to 6.
Plus, if you come down and you buy yourself an admission ticket, I think it's $17, you're going to get a free $51 lift ticket to Bear Mountain or Snow Summit.
Yeah, I mean, you win walking through the door.
How do you beat that?
Can't beat it, man.
You can't, man.
I said it, man.
All right, the great Evel Knievel has died. Earlier today.
I'm sorry.
There he goes. I thought that was you.
No. Yeah. Let's just play it, Brandon. Yeah. Wow.
Play it!
I think the
man was a legend.
Oh, Bob. You know what it is? It's Randy bought a trumpet about 2 weeks ago. He's trying to play it himself.
He's doing it live, yeah.
All right.
All right, stop with that.
All right, stop with the...
I'm just learning.
I know, but please. You know, next time he dies, why don't you play? All right, but Evel Knievel was a true legend, and nobody was a bigger fan than Jerry Wischowski, right?
Dude, I mean, I've seen all his videos. I researched everything about him. He's a personal idol of mine.
Is that right?
The legend kind of lives on with Robbie Knievel, his son.
Robbie Knievel? The guy is hardly anything that his father was, please.
Hey, which jump did your dad take you to?
The Snake River.
Is that right? You went out there?
Yeah.
Oh, Christ almighty. I didn't know that.
Yeah, man, dude, I'm telling you. Knievel was, I mean, he was like my first childhood hero.
I think most people call him Evel, don't they?
Yeah, well, Evel Knievel, man. Knievel or Evel, doesn't matter. He's the man. He's the one. You know who I'm talking about.
And what was your reaction when you heard that he had passed on?
Well, it's like I've been punched in the stomach.
Oh, I see.
I mean, I was real saddened about it.
I'm sorry.
He was pretty young, too.
Like 68?
He was only 69.
69, yeah.
69.
All right. Now, Jerry Wischowski is going to perform a stunt here tonight in honor of the late Evel Knievel. And we need some ideas from the audience of what he should do tonight.
Well, I'm going to start with one idea, Tim, if you don't mind.
Maybe eat a large pizza?
No. Here at Ski Dazzle, right behind our broadcast site, is a small hill brought to you by Snow Summit, and they'll put skis on you and let you ski down that incline. Jerry does not know how to ski.
I've never skied in my life.
I think that might be not a bad stunt to throw some skis on him. He's got two American flags he wants to hold in honor of Evel Knievel, because you kind of view him as a patriotic figure, right?
Well, he's definitely a patriotic figure. I mean, when people see the American flag, they know that that's, you know, the freedom that Evel Knievel did with stunts that he wanted to do.
Yeah, he kept us free.
Yeah,
he kept his stunts.
It was a statement.
All right, here are the phone numbers. If you want to suggest a stunt that Jerry can perform tonight in honor of the great, late Evel Knievel, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Randy, hand me that beef jerky. We're going to do a small stunt here right now.
Oh, no.
Here's a pound of beef jerky. I'm going to open it up.
Oh, God. It smells terrible.
And I'm going to put it in front of Jerry. I'm going to put it in front of his nose, and he's going to smell it.
It looks horrible.
And he can't eat any in 1 minute. Here it is. He's smelling it now. Let's put a clock on it.
That does smell good.
9:07.
He wants to rip into it.
It smells spicy.
Ooh.
It is spicy.
It smells real.
Look at that. Man. Oh, it's right in front of his nose.
Man, he's got that big schnoz in that wrapper.
You see, he's got it.
You're testing me, dude.
He's got an erection. And
do you want your flags, Jerry?
Ooh,
Gina, hand him his flags.
No, okay.
Hey, let's get a picture of this, Harris. Look at this. Watch. The beef jerky is right in his face. His nose is touching it.
Yeah. And he's unallowed to eat it?
He can't eat it for 1 minute.
For 1 minute.
Can't eat it.
Wow. And all in honor of Evel Knievel, this is Jerry's first stunt, kind of starting small tonight.
He grabbed it and ate it.
Oh, wow.
He grabbed it and ate it. He couldn't last. He couldn't last for a minute.
Oh, what a pig.
He failed his first stunt. He grabbed the beef jerky and his eyes went back like a shark.
You're dangling in front of my face. I got to eat it.
Jesus,
I'm glad
he didn't bite my hand.
He dislodged his lower jaw, actually dislodges and comes down to wrap itself around the beef jerky. Oh, my
You got
goodness.
Toothpick, Brian?
All right. If you have an idea for Jerry Wachowski for his Evel Knievel stunt, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. He is going to perform some kind of stunt tonight. I have an idea.
Sure.
And I'd like to do this. He's got an American flag in each pocket. He's a big fan of Evel Knievel. If we can get a snowboard or a ski. You got one? Like a snowboard or a ski. We just need to borrow it for a second. Perhaps from this vendor over here. Or maybe somebody's... Well, let's wait for somebody to walk around with one. Because I'm sure somebody's going to walk by. That gentleman over there has one. If anybody have a snowboard or a ski.
Gina Grad moving into action. We have Eras moving into action, trying to find that ski. And Jerry is very busy putting those American flags in his pockets in honor of Evel Knievel, who died today.
Yes.
I think he died today, right?
Yes. Late last night or really early this morning. And as soon as somebody comes by with a ski or a snowboard, and there's a couple of guys right there, the next stunt Jerry is going to do for everybody is I'm going to hit him in the head.
What?
Yeah, with a ski or a snowboard. Okay, here's a guy right
that
here.
That thing's like straight up fiberglass.
Let's put you on this microphone over here, young man. All right, does he have headphones there? Perfect. All right. Let's interview this young man here in the Raiders. I believe that's a Raiders cap, is it? No? All right. All right, right up here, as close to the mic as you can.
What is your first name?
My brother.
Oh, boy.
All right. What is your first name?
My
name is
Quincy Dean. I'm from Maui, Hawaii.
Is that right? Congratulations. Yeah. Welcome to the United States.
Mahalo.
All right.
Aloha.
And where you were born and raised there. You live here now?
I actually go to school at USC.
Oh, that's pretty cool. When's the big game tomorrow? What time?
It starts at 1:30.
And who's favored, you know?
USC.
USC.
No question.
Right.
Now, I'm sorry. Sir, did you say your name is Quincy?
What? Yeah, Quincy Dean.
Okay.
No, get out of here. All right, so USC is playing UCLA tomorrow.
Yep.
And USC is favored. What year are you in USC?
I'm a freshman.
Freshman, okay. What are you studying?
Environmental business.
You getting a lot of chicks over there?
Yeah, USC's pretty fun. Yeah.
All right. Have you you been in school for how many months?
Since August.
All right. Have you gotten laid there?
Yeah, it's not too bad.
It's not too bad, so you haven't.
It's pretty good.
You
yeah,
got close.
No, it's perfect. USC's good.
Do you do you have a roommate? You dorm with some dude?
I had a roommate, but I just actually got hooked up in my own room. I found an empty room down the hall and moved in, so I have my own spot. It's pretty sweet.
Is that the way USC is? You just walk around until you find an empty room?
Pretty much. You can make your own thing happen.
Now, have you Quincy, again, right on the microphone? Have you christened the new room with some chick?
Oh, yeah, it's been pretty good.
All right, now, so your dad has got some money, right?
He does okay, but USC actually gives out more scholarship money than most other schools in the whole West Coast. So.
Are you a scholarship recipient?
I do okay.
All right.
You're not a scholarship, dude. All right, you have a ski board or a snowboard with you. And who makes that snowboard?
It's a Forum. It's actually for my little brother back home. It's his birthday. So.
All right, and how much did that run you here?
Only $200.
And how much would it be if you buy it somewhere else?
I think it was $399 online.
So you saved half right here.
Exactly.
Okay. All right, now do you mind Jerry Wachowski here, who does not go to USC, this young man, but he is a big fan of Evel Knievel, and he wants to perform a stunt tonight in honor of Evel Knievel. And I like to hit him in the head with that snowboard. Is that okay?
Yeah, it's cool with me. Just don't mess up the board.
All right.
Okay,
well, Quincy
let's
is
Jerry out here.
Quincy is now handing the snowboard to Conway.
And all right, I got it.
Jerry, Jerry has
his microphone over here.
American flags in honor of Evel Knievel.
All right. I'm going to take the snowboard. It's got some great designs on it. Beautiful snowboard. And, no bindings on it yet, though, right?
Yeah, I'm going to let him pick those out.
Okay. And I'm going to hit Jerry Wachowski in the head with the snowboard, and hopefully, I'm just going to tap you, okay? I don't want to knock you out, all right? One, two, three.
Oh, Timmy! Jeez. What are you doing? You're actually hitting me, Tim.
There you go.
Oh, my gosh. Wow, that is...
Hey, dude, you can't swear like that, dude.
Wow, that is...
You can't swear like that,
Tim.
Dude. Dude, you can't scrape.
The guy bought a $200 snowboard and just hit me with it.
Wow, now that is the second stunt of the night in honor
That was a good stunt, Jerry.
Well, I'm sitting here. I saw it, Jerry. You don't have to tell me what happened.
How did it feel, by the way?
Tim, you hit me with I don't even know. What is it made out of? Fiberglass?
Quincy, what is that made out of?
It's actually a sidewall construction, so it's got a metal rails.
Well, you hit me with a piece of metal.
I'd like to slap you in the ass with that ski board or snowboard.
Dude, that's a piece of metal that you just hit me with.
Dude, all right, because you're such a pussy, I'm going to hit you again.
How do you work?
All right, I'm going to take the snowboard. Bend over. In honor of Evel Knievel.
And Jerry's still holding the American flags.
All right, up here. I'm going to hit you in the ass with that snowboard.
Go for it.
All right, turn yourself around. I'm not going to F up the snowboard. All right, we're going to get a microphone right near his bum. All right, now bend down a little right here.
And, wow, Tim is really wailing back here now.
One.
Jerry's bent over.
Move a little forward. Okay. And now turn to your left a little.
And I'm good, Timmy.
All right, you ready? One, two, three.
Oh, yeah. Wow. God. Jeez, Tim. Wow, Jerry almost went down.
All right, now I'd like to punch you in the face in honor of Evel Knievel.
Jerry, I got to hand it to you. Throughout all of this, you hold those flags high.
Tim.
All right, this is this young man here. We got to give him a prize here.
Quincy.
Quincy, you're going to give two tickets to the boat show.
Now, are you aware there was a TV show named Quincy that starred Jack Klugman?
No, I wasn't.
All right.
All right, dude, you come on back in February 9th through the 17th here at the LA Convention Center for the boat show. And you get yourself a boat. Enjoy yourself. Congratulations. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you very much. Thanks
for
having me.
You're a major stud, and your brother's going to love that. You're a very nice brother to buy him something.
What happiness do you get out of hitting me with a snowboard?
Thanks, Quincy. You're a big stud, man.
Okay, now here's
the
deal, Jerry.
All right.
Jerry, you can't come to Ski Dazzle tonight saying, I need to do stunts in honor of Evel Knievel.
A stunt is a stunt. That's being abused on stage.
You showed up with two American flags. I mean, you want to do stunts. Tim has already done one stunt with the beef jerky, two with the snowboard. I mean, and you're.
I don't think Evel Knievel would approve of any of these stunts.
All right. Let's take some phone calls here. In honor of Evel Knievel, Jerry Wyschowski is going to do stunts for an entire hour. What's the next stunt for Jerry Wyschowski? Let's talk to Michael in Santa Clarita on what seems to be line 5.
Yeah.
Michael, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
All right. How are you?
I'm thinking in honor of Evel Knievel, he's got to be chewing on his own underwear for about 20 minutes. That's
chewing on his own underwear.
Well, that's assuming.
All right, dude. I'm going to take my underwear off here in front of everybody and then put it in my mouth.
No. Just go to a place and then get it out and chew on it for about 20 minutes.
All right. Well, maybe what we can do is, hold on one sec. Maybe somebody will donate their own underpants, and Jerry can chew. And Jerry can chew on somebody's underpants.
We already have a few dudes raising their hand here.
Yeah.
Wow.
Maybe one of these guys here. Anybody willing to donate their underwear? Or
anyone.
Just
Bueller,
pull it out.
Bueller.
Want to pull it
not
out so you can
on
chew
any
on
underwear.
It? All right. All right, this man here. Come here. What's your name, young man? Let's put you on the microphone.
Wow, we have a dude coming up here to give Jerry his underpants.
Yeah, what's your name, sir?
My name is Tommy.
Tommy, okay. Tommy, nice to see you. This is Jerry Wyschowski. You guys are going to be real close here for a second.
Oh, boy.
You're wearing boxers, right?
Yes, I am.
And they were put on fresh today? They're not 2 or 3 days old?
Actually, it's my second day wearing it.
Second day with the boxers. Oh, Bobo.
Now, are you an Evel
happened?
Are you an Evel Knievel fan as well?
Actually, I am a fan, yes.
You are, okay.
Is that your tribute to Evel, wearing boxers 2 days in a row?
Yes, I knew something was going to happen, so
All right, Jerry Wyschowski is going to come over and chew for 30 seconds.
I never agree to this.
Hey, listen, you're the big Evel Knievel fan.
You're holding the flag.
If you could just pull this side of your underpants
just
out.
Side?
You have to pull your shirt up.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, it's just the boxers there. And Jerry Wyschowski is going to chew on it for like 30 seconds. Jerry Wyschowski?
Is that elastic? It is elastic, obviously.
It is elastic, yes.
All right, Jerry, why don't you take a bite of the boxers?
This is degrading.
I know it's degrading, but you're
Evel Knievel did degrade himself. This is degrading.
You're a big fan of Evel Knievel. Chew on that man's boxers.
The dehumanization tour continues.
All right, here we go.
The hair in it.
Oh,
the hair in it.
Oh, dude.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. What happened with you at 2 days at the Boxers? What's going on? Did you sleep out last night?
Actually, I did, yes.
Yeah, I understand that.
Well, I will give it. He did put deodorant on today.
Oh, so.
Did
Bob,
I? Yeah. Okay, that's good.
Jerry. All right.
Jerry, please.
Jesus Christ. Michael, that was pretty good. All right, let's talk to Mark in Ontario. Mark, on line four, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, yeah, I think you should get out there on the skate ramp they have there. You should drop in on the skate ramp.
Well, you know, that's what I think. There's a hill sponsored by Snow Summit. I think after one of these breaks, we can get over there, get Jerry on a pair of skis, holding the American flags, waving them. And this would be a stunt, would not be a stunt for anyone else, except Jerry does not know how to ski.
No, he's
well,
a terrible.
I don't even know how to skate. I think they said they had a skateboard ramp. He should try the skateboard ramp.
That's okay. Well, I'm not going on the skateboard. Yeah. I'll hurt myself.
He'll break his neck on there, and then he'll sue me.
Tim, did you notice while he was chewing on that dude's boxer?
Come on, boxers? It's Evel Knievel. Come on,
yeah, it's
go
Evel
for
Knievel,
it.
Dude. All right.
Did you notice while he was chewing on that dude's boxer shorts, Jerry was waving the American flags?
Yes, he's a very patriotic guy.
Wow.
All right, let's take Jerry Wyschowski over to the ski ramp. We're going to take a small break here when we come back. Jerry Wyschowski will be skiing for his very first time, and Eris here will grab some pictures of him. Jerry Wyschowski, the first time on skis, and we'll get some footage of it. Now, Eris, is that a video camera as well? It is. Okay, so we can take video of him?
Wow.
Oh, you got the video. Perfect. Okay.
Now, Jerry, are you going to wave the flags?
Yes, I will.
It's a big part of the Evel Knievel
tribute.
No,
I know. I understand that. Right. Believe me, Brian.
Hold on one second.
Nobody's a bigger Evel fan than me.
Children 7. They're asking what size shoe you are. What
oh,
are you?
That's, no, that's right, actually.
Children 7?
Yeah.
Children 7. Okay. All right, we're going to take Jerry Wyschowski over, and he's going to ski for the first time. We're going to put on video.
My shoe size.
I can see it on the in the side of your shoe. It says Jerry Wyschowski. Those, do you take those to gym in high school?
Well, yeah.
On the back, it says size 7.
My
what are they,
feet
bowling
haven't gotten
shoes?
Any bigger since high school.
Ah, you're a nut. All right, Jerry Wyschowski's going to ski for the first time, coming down this hill for Snow Summit, and then we're going to take the videotape and put it up on our website. Sometime this weekend, you can see Jerry ski for the first time.
Yeah, Evel Wyschowski doing all of this in tribute to the late Evel Knievel.
All right, any bets on whether he makes it down the entire hill?
I believe he'll fall.
I don't believe he will.
Really, I have $20 that says he'll fall.
I say $20 he'll make it to the bottom.
All right, you're on.
All right. All right, let's take him over there and set him up. It's Conway and Whitman live at Ski Dazzle, the LA Convention Center South Hall. Come on down, and they'll be open all weekend. Tonight to 11, Saturday and Sunday, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM.
Brian, you and I really are so much alike because I'm self-conscious about them being able to see through the side of your grocery bag, the little thin plastic thing that
yes.
saves trees. They can see right through
they
there.
They can see right in. Now, Frosty, but I have to say this to you. You and I do have a lot in common, and... About a month ago, maybe a month and a half ago.
Oh, here we go.
No, the audience needs to hear this.
No, I beg of you, no.
No, they deserve to hear it and to know exactly what happened.
Great, another uncomfortable moment.
I'm leaving.
I don't want to be the guy at the station that brings uncomfortable moments to all of his coworkers.
No, I love it. Don't get me wrong.
Screw them. Help me out. Just tell me the story here.
All right, it's coming. It's coming. Please, we got all night,
this
Paul.
This is foreplay, Paul.
You're not on the air till 11, for Christ's sake. I mean, you do a half hour, you do 22 minutes in 3 hours. What are you rushing me for?
I might have a birthday during this.
All right. Okay.
Okay, let's hear your version of this saga.
So Frosty sent me a very nice email, like a very nice email, which I responded to. Also, I thought, very nice.
Very
email.
Nice. Very cordial, friendly.
Very nice. Right. Okay. And I remember listening to Frosty, Heidi, and Frank one afternoon, and Frosty was talking about President Carter and talking about the Carter Center and how he loved Jimmy Carter.
And I was actually in Carter's inauguration for the marching band. I'm not that old. But anyway, I was representing the state of Indiana in his inaugural parade. Right. So I have this bond. I saw Jimmy Carter. We locked eyes.
Okay. He was cool, hip, and happening.
I've never met Jimmy Carter, but I'm like a Jimmy Carter fan. Tim knows this. Tim tries to paint him as an anti-Semite and gets crazy. And I get angry. I really respect Jimmy Carter. I really
have
a thing for him.
We have audio.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. This is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. What you heard is a preview of something he'll later on. Brian Whitman and Frosty going at each other the other night from KCAL, and that was quite a fight between the two of you.
Well, it's unfortunate that it had to happen on the air.
Yeah. All right, I am watching Jerry Wyschowski right now get onto a pair of skis for his very first time. He's got a microphone with him.
Dude, this is a lot higher than it looks,
yeah.
Tim.
He has two American flags with him.
Yeah, that's in honor of Evel Knievel, who died today. Jerry is doing stunts.
Yes. And he's going to put those skis on and slide down the slope. I don't know, Brian, can you see him from where you are?
Tim, I see him perfectly, very right. clearly. I see him at the top of the slope. Jerry.
Yeah.
All right, now he's...
Hold
Jerry,
on one
Jerry,
second.
Put the microphone in front of this guy.
Okay, here you go.
Okay, I want you to do a wedge. Push your heels apart. Keep your toes together, but don't cross the tips. A little bit wider.
He's going down.
Okay.
All right.
All right. If you want to go fast, make the skis go straight. You're not going to go that fast. You see it at the bottom of the hill where it stops and goes flat? Make sure you bend your knees right there. Otherwise, you're going to feel like you're falling forward. So as you get down, just bend like this. Don't bend at your waist. Stand up straight. Keep your chin up and look straight ahead.
Tim, you think he's going to go down?
I just forgot everything he said.
All right.
Oh, he's got the American flags hoisted into the air in honor of Evel Knievel on this sad, sad day.
All right. Hey, Jerry, ask him to not be in front of you, because if you go down, we want you to go down. Tell him, okay. You know.
Oh, my.
All right. You got to. Oh, Jerry's skiing for his first time.
And Jerry is nervous.
You hear that? Right, I hope we're getting this on tape
somewhere.
God.
Oh,
all right, here we go.
Wave the flags.
You got to see this idiot on skis for his first time.
It's a lot higher than it looks.
Ah, Jerry.
I want an encore. Can we do it one more time?
Yeah, can we do it one more time with him?
Wow.
One more time?
Yeah. But can we do it, sir, can we do it this time without you helping him? Okay, all right, we're going to do it with no help. Jerry Wyshoski skiing by himself.
But I don't want to, like, break the skis and, like, snap.
You're going to be fine. You don't weigh enough to break those skis.
Now, what is amazing, okay. Tim, if you saw that, did you see Jerry wobbling? Like a weeble wobble. He almost went down there on that first run.
Oh, yeah. No, he is. It's going to be a disaster here without any help.
He waves the flags in honor of Evel Knievel, taking this very seriously. Jerry now at the top of the hill once again, brought to you by Snow Summit.
All right, here's Jerry Wyshoski getting up on skis for the second time in his life. And we're videotaping this. It'll be on YouTube sometime tonight or maybe tomorrow morning.
I do believe.
At conwayandwhitman.com.
I do believe he'll go down this time without the assistant helping him, the instructor. I believe he's going to go down.
Okay, now, Jerry, lose the flags because you're going to need all the balance. So put the flags down.
Okay.
You're going to need all the balance that you can get.
Well, he's putting them in his pocket. See that?
Yeah, that may not be a safe idea either. Because if he falls down, they're going to go right through his spine.
Well, here, you know what?
I'll lay
him up here.
All right. And he's going to go down this slope for his first time ever by himself with no help. And
I'm very nervous, Tim.
He's a very nervous man.
Jerry, how high do you think you
it
are?
It is high. It's this like 12
a lot higher
or 15
than it looks.
Feet.
It looks like it's real, like, it looks real shallow when you're standing back at the booth. But it's actually very, very high.
All right. Here's Jerry Wyshoski skiing for the second time of his life. First time is about 5 minutes ago, and he's going to try to get to the bottom without wiping out. And if you run into me, I'll kill you.
All in honor of Evel Knievel. Here he goes. Uh-oh.
I got it. That's terrifying.
He was really kind of leaning to the left there, Tim. Did you see that?
I started to veer off to the left. I almost went off the hill.
All right. That's perfect. All right. Thank you very much. Thanks to a Snow Summit, everybody.
Yes.
The best place to go local skiing, Snow Summit. You got to get out there. I've spent a ton of time there as a kid, and it's always a fantastic place to go up to Big Bear and check out Snow Summit, everybody. Snow Summit.
It's a fun place. Jerry Wyshoski.
Oh, man.
Taking his tributes to Evel Knievel pretty seriously.
That was classic.
That second run, again, he was veering to the left, almost hit the barriers there and off the hill.
Yeah. The guy who's in charge of that slope came over and yelled at the instructor because the instructor's been told not to do that because he could have really busted his, you know, could have gone down.
You mean the instructor was told not to let people go solo?
Right. The guy who owns that ramp came over and had a word with the instructor.
How was the language? Kind of colorful?
Yeah, something I'm used to hearing. Let's put it that way.
All right.
All right. This is Evel Knievel's the first anniversary of his death.
Well, it's a really kind of the inaugural. I mean, he just died today. I mean, and his son, of course, Robbie Knievel, does stunts. But did you notice when I brought up the son, Robbie Knievel, Jerry kind of went off on that,
yeah,
suggesting that the son is not half the man the father is and all of that.
Yeah, well, that's what happens. I mean, you know, kids of athletes and show business kids, they get into the business, like in entertainment and stuff, and they're just complete a-holes. You know, they're just riding off their father's coattails.
Right.
And they
with
what?
I was going to say with really nothing more than a name.
Yeah. All right. Evel Knievel is dead, and Jerry Wyschoski has skied for the second time of his life tonight, and that's going to be up on YouTube. He does not look like he's comfortable on skis.
No, in fact, in
he's
his own...
He's not a natural.
In his own, no, you are right about that, Tim. He is not a natural. In his own words, he was, quote, terrified.
Yeah, he was horrified that he was up there. All right, Evel Knievel has died, and...
Jerry Schwitzing. Look at the Schwitzing going on.
And Jerry Wyschoski is celebrating by doing stunts. He's been hit in the head with a snowboard. He's been hit in the ass with a snowboard.
He chewed on some dude's boxer shorts.
And he skied. Any other suggestions for Jerry Wyschoski here to celebrate...
I'm sweating here.
I know you. How did it feel the second time you went down?
Well, the second time it's even harder because the guy wasn't helping me that time.
I know, but did he get yelled at for that?
No.
No?
No, he said I could go down the first time by myself.
Here's the important question.
But you made it twice.
Yeah. Well, actually, when you midway through, you start to get some balance. Like, at the very top, there's, like, no balance. I felt like I was going to just tumble over.
You're an absolute pro.
The real question that begs to be asked, do you believe Evel would be proud?
I think Evel would definitely be proud because it's the first time I've ever done it.
Okay, the next stunt what we're going to do is we're going to line up 15 hot dogs from the snack stand here. And you're going to have to jump over all 15 hot dogs.
All right.
Okay, do I get a running start?
Yeah, you can run, they're going to be lengthwise.
Oh, they are going to be lengthwise.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So
forget it. I won't be able to do that.
Is that 15 feet?
Well, let me see. It's 6 inches. No, it's 7.5 feet.
I think you. So well, it's not a broad jump. I mean, it's a running jump.
Do you realize how big a 7.5 foot jump is?
I could do
for a guy that's 5 foot two.
All right, it's gonna be 7.5, and if you land, you're gonna land on hot dogs.
I think he should eat the hot dog he lands on. Don't you?
Yeah. Or no, the rest of them. Whatever he doesn't clear, he's got to eat.
You got to eat. I mean, so you got to clear them one way by jumping or consuming.
All right.
All right. Should I go over to the cafeteria here at the LA Convention Center and get the hot dogs?
We're going to do that. All right, we're going to get the hot dogs and come back.
Could you get an extra one, Tim?
Brian, we'll get two.
Thanks.
All right, folks. We're live at the convention center here in downtown Los Angeles at Ski Dazzle, everybody. Come on down. It's the 45th anniversary of Ski Dazzle, or the Ski Show, the 29th anniversary of Ski Dazzle. And if you pay $17 to get in here, you get a $51 lift ticket to either Big Bear, Snow Summit, or Bear Mountain.
Great deal.
So come on down, everybody.
Yeah, man.
All right, it is the Conway and Whitman Show. We are live on 97.1 Free FM. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM here at Ski Dazzle, downtown Los Angeles at the LA Convention Center. Come on down for all your ski and snowboard needs. Open tomorrow and Sunday. Sunday, there's the last day, so you got to get down here before Sunday. All right. All week, for the last 2 weeks, we've been talking about Ski Dazzle and coming on down here. It's always one of the favorite remotes we do all year. And especially when a company steps up like Jackson Hole in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and they put together a terrific, terrific gift. That some lucky winner is going to go and experience Jackson Hole. And here to tell you about it is Erica. Erica, nice to see you.
Good to be here. Yeah. Thanks for having me.
All right, now, when you fly, you don't fly right into Jackson Hole. Where do you fly, and then you take a car, or how do you get there?
Oh, no, you fly right into Jackson.
Is that right?
Yep, and new this year that we're really excited about is direct flights on United. Right into Jackson Hole, which is the first time.
From Los Angeles?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I have to tell you, I spent one of the most memorable New Year's Eves ever in beautiful Jackson Hole, Wyoming. It was terrific.
And how far are the slopes once you land?
You go about 10 miles into town and another 15 miles out to the hill. So you can actually land in Jackson Hole and be on the hill within a half an hour.
Wow, is that right?
Yes.
That's beautiful.
Yes.
How long is that flight?
It's a two-hour flight from LAX, and then we do have daily flights as well on Delta, and you could stop over in Salt Lake and
that's
then
pretty
up.
Cool.
Yeah, so that's adds an extra half hour.
Right, and if you're going to stop in Salt Lake, you got to remember you can't drink caffeine, have fun.
Yeah.
Read dirty magazines. You can't do anything that your instincts tell you to do.
Well, you're just stopping there, and then you go on to Jackson Hole. Right.
Right. Right.
All right. And Jackson Hole, I'm sure the beautiful hotels up there. What's the big one up there?
Oh, There's many. We've got a Four Seasons at the base. We've got a hostel.
Four Seasons up there?
Yeah. We have everything from a Four Seasons to a hostel. Yep. So you got the whole range.
Right.
all price ranges.
You accommodate all price ranges. It's great. It's very charming. The restaurants are terrific. And I was with a girlfriend at the time. It can be romantic, too, if a guy takes his girlfriend.
Absolutely. Best to bring your girl with you to Wyoming.
When you eyeball a guy like Jerry Wyschowski, is he hostile material or Four Seasons?
Well, based on his skiing skills that I just saw,
I'm thinking
hostile.
He might be one of the guys that's kicked out of a hostel.
Now, are you going to stay to watch him jump 15 hot dogs?
Oh yeah, okay. I wouldn't miss it.
It's all in honor of Evel Knievel, who died today.
Yeah. By the way, thank you very much for giving out that great prize.
Anytime.
Yeah, it's a terrific prize. And JacksonHoleWy.com.
Yep.
JacksonHoleWy stands for what, Jerry?
Wyoming.
There you go. JacksonHoleWy.com. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
Awfully nice of you guys to do that.
Thank you.
All right, stick around. You're going to watch Jerry Wyschowski. We're lining up 15 hot dogs.
All right, maybe what we should do.
From the snack stand. You bought 15? Set you back.
Nah, 50 bucks. It's fine. Here's what I think we should do. Where is Eras? Don't you think we should just take our little
line them up right here?
Boundary
and move it back?
Yeah, move it back and create our little area here. Where did he go?
Here's one of the cooks to help us out here.
There we go. See him.
All right, we're lining up 15 hot dogs.
Gina Grad, please, if you'll begin.
And this guy's going to take a running start. We're going to line him up during the break here, and then he's going to take a running start here. All right, let's start lining them up. Gina Grad has the hot dogs. Oh, those are thick, big hot dogs.
Yeah, now you're sure you want to do it long way, right?
I know, just the way you like them. I know, baby. It's a great joke. All right.
Long way.
The length ways. And Jerry Wyschowski is going to... Wait, do we have anything to put him down under so we can eat him afterwards?
Well, you could keep him in the box.
Yeah, or maybe...
Well, no.
Here. Put him on here. Put him on the jaw cards. This would be great.
Yeah.
Look at Gina just putting him right on the carpet. All right. Jerry Wyschowski going to line up 15 hot dogs. And Jerry Wyschowski is going to jump 15. He's never going to make it.
What?
He's never going to make it.
Well, it was Tim who brought it up.
7.5 feet?
That's like... They're not all that long. Some of them are shorter.
Each one takes up the length of a jock card vertically.
All right. We're going to put this on video, too.
Jerry, you're going to be fine.
Jerry Wyschowski is going to try to, in honor of Evel Knievel, $5.
She's only got six of them down.
All right. Well, maybe we'll go with 10 then.
Well, Jerry.
I don't even know if I could jump six.
Hey, Jerry, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Did Evel Knievel ever carry on like this before a stunt?
Probably not.
No, he didn't, actually.
He probably did.
No,
I didn't hear
him. No, he did not.
It's like, man, that's way too many effing busts.
I think he carried on after he broke, like, seven ribs.
Okay.
How many is that so far? How many you got? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay. All right. That's 10 hot dogs, and we're going to limit it to 10 hot dogs right now and see if Jerry can make it. We're going to have you take a running start from that way, Jerry. All right? You got your headphones on? You got your cordless headphones on there, dude?
You want to hold your American flags. By the way, these hot dogs have not touched the floor.
Right.
Oh, so I could eat
those.
I can eat one of
those. You
can
start eating them right now.
No, I want to watch this stunt.
Okay.
I'd like to hear...
All right, Jerry Wyschowski...
I'd like to hear...
...is going to... wait, let's move the tape up a little for him. Let me help this guy out here. And he's going to try to jump over... In honor of Evel Knievel, who passed away today.
That's right. I want to hear a little love for Evel.
You
want to
hear the
crowd.
Squish when the hot dogs squish underneath my butt?
Jerry Wyschowski is going to try to jump over 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 hot dogs. And he's going to have to eat all the ones that he doesn't jump over.
Right. What he doesn't clear, he must consume. And a crowd is gathered here.
All right. Get back up a little, Jerry. You're going to need a running start here. And he's going to end up right here. So watch out, gang. Jerry Wyschowski jumping over 10 hot dogs. Here we go. He's taking a running start, and he's
done! Oh, he did it! Wow, he did it. Unbelievable.
He went right into the Takagi Light Girls.
I barely made it.
Now, 15, you would not have cleared 15.
Now we're going with 11. Now we got 11 hot dogs. Add a dog. Jerry Wyschowski is now going to try to clear 11 hot dogs in honor of Evel Knievel, who passed away today.
He made it over the 10.
He was a very big fan of Evel Knievel.
And you know what, Tim? This is what Evel used to do. If Evel jumped over 10 school buses, he'd add one, you know, to challenge himself.
Yes, Tommy, yes.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes.
All right, put those flags down, Jerry.
Yeah, these are going to impale me if I try to jump.
All right.
But Jerry did show up with two American flags kind of in an odd mood.
All right, here's Jerry Wyschowski jumping over. Let's count them again. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, eleven hot dogs lined up end to end. Jerry, back up a little. You're going to need some speed here, little buddy.
All right.
Jerry Wyschowski's 5'2", and he's jumping over about 7 feet worth of hot dog. Here we go. He's taking a running start in honor of Evel Knievel, and he's jumping. He made it!
Oh, my goodness.
He made it. And now 12 hot dogs.
Wow.
12 hot dogs.
I tell you, it's a good thing I didn't start eating these.
Yeah, no, it's a great thing you didn't start eating these.
We're going to need them.
Yeah.
Don't we have to go to break?
You didn't start eating those.
Oh, ba-boom.
All right. Here's Jerry Wyschowski. About to jump over 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 hot dogs.
Now, Jerry, we've
a dozen dogs.
We've added, since you first jumped over 10, now we've added two more hot dogs. How do you feel? I feel confident,
but I don't know.
You are schwitzing. I noticed.
I am schwitzing, but
we've
got to
take a break in 30
difficult.
Seconds, so get back there. Let's run.
All right, here he goes. Let's hear some love from the crowd for Jerry.
All right, Jerry Wyschowski, everybody. Jumping over 12 effing hot dogs. Anytime, buddy. Here we go.
In honor of
Evel Knievel.
A lot of
speed.
Here
we go. He's going to take off. No, dude. He cheated a little there, man.
He tripped. Oh, he tripped. Is there some pain? That used to happen.
I tripped a little bit in the liftoff.
All right. Jerry Wyschowski, everybody. Let's give him a big hand, man.
Thank you.
That guy loves jumping over those dogs.
If anybody would like a hot dog.
Knock yourself out. Everybody wants one. Dig in. All right. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at Ski Dazzle here at the great convention center in downtown Los Angeles. If anybody wants a hot dog that Jerry just jumped over, please knock yourself out. Gina will be handing them out to everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. Come on down to Ski Dazzle. They close on Sunday, so get down here before then for all your bargains.
Absolutely.
And we're live. 97.1 Free FM.